the Hockey Canada situation, the scandal, how it dealt with different sex scandals within its recent history, and also what some of the longer history was, what some of its actions were taken. And the fact that it seemed like when all the stuff started to come out, Hockey Canada was very defensive. It was, you know, very, very difficult to pin down. And people didn't like even the way it was reacting to the scandal, it being the entity, the entire organization. So there have been a lot of changes in the last little while, not the least of which is a final change now on the board of directors. There is a new board of directors that will be pushing the direction of Hockey Canada. This is particularly important because it's a huge time of year for Hockey Canada with the World Junior Hockey Championships, and a lot of the attention has been focused in on the junior teams over the last many years. So there's this new board. They were nominated out of some 550 names that came forward. It was pared down to a group that was put forward to associations to then vote on. Do you like this group as a new board of directors? Majority said yes on the weekend, so now we have them. What do they do next? Let's find out from Dr. Richard LeBlanc, who's a professor of governance, law, and ethics out of York University. We've talked to him several times on this issue, and it's good to have him back on the program. Good day. How are you, sir?
Fine, Daryl. Nice to be back with you.
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining us. And so what is that? Well, we did talk last week here on this program about some of the names, some of the people who are on this new board of directors. Maybe we should start there and go over it again, because it was intended to be a good cross-section, not just of hockey people, but of people who are experts in a variety of areas. Is that fair?
Correct, and it is. It's night and day compared to what the skill set that the board had before. I mean, the new board has got two CPAs. They've got several directors with governance, solid governance experience, investigation experience, HR, ethics, compliance, communications. It's also a diverse board in all forms of diversity, and it has people from across the country. So the new board is, I mean, it's a terrific first step. The mindset of the chair is also different. The new chair came out over the weekend publicly. There's a sense of appreciation of the gravitas of the importance of the work ahead of the board. The board likely, I predict, knowing working with boards, the board likely had a phone conference or a video conference over the weekend where they're talking about committee structure, who would serve, who would chair on various committees, work plans, that type of thing.
How much work are they going to do? So, you know, there's a feeling, I think, amongst lots of us lay people who go, oh, it's a board of directors. They meet once a month. They rubber stamp whatever administration brought them and they move on. This is clearly not that kind of board. These individuals, it would appear, are going to be extremely hands-on, or they are expected to be very hands-on.
Yeah, this is a working board. It's a board in crisis. The good thing is that several directors have got experience under fire and can likely hit the ground running. The two or three priorities, first is obviously an ad hoc committee to hire a new CEO and retain a recruitment firm. And chances are the board chair will want to chair that ad hoc committee along with two or three or four other directors that have got experience with search. Second, and probably more importantly, there were allegations over the weekend that personnel from Hockey Canada may have encouraged sexual assault by buying drinks for youngsters, by encouraging a female in particular to, quote, take care of the athletes, also may have, and this is quite important, may have tipped off at least one player known as Player One about the police investigation. Hockey Canada has said to the Heritage Committee they had no knowledge of any of what happened this evening. So this new board, Daryl, based on these allegations, should establish a special independent committee of the board to retain an investigator that is accountable to the board, and should instruct sooner rather than later all management of Hockey Canada to preserve all books and records, all emails, all texts until an investigation is conducted. There appears to be rot and possible criminal misconduct in Hockey Canada by one or more members of senior management or those affiliated with Hockey Canada. So a special investigation is warranted. The special committee reporting to the board should also advise Canadians and also police investigators that they will cooperate fully with all police investigations to get to the bottom of what happened with Hockey Canada. Who knew what, when, and what did they do about it? So the first is hire the CEO. The second is an investigation over ethics. And the third is financials. Disclosure of full, true, and plain disclosure of financials. And you can do this now because you've got a couple of CPAs, one of whom will probably chair this audit and finance committee. So that is a lot of work for any board. I'm not sure a board can get this done in a year. The justice said originally 2 to 3 years, but the sooner you start, the better things will be, and continue to maintain that stance of public accountability and disclosure.
The new information that you also mentioned as you were going through all that new court filings, some reporting done by the Globe and Mail newspaper, and Robin Doolittle, the reporter, she's going to join us on 6:30 Ched mornings tomorrow.
Terrific.
So we'll
check in
with her. Oh, yeah, she's done some amazing work. So this is an awful lot of work. Is it possible? Do you know whether there is an opportunity for this board to serve beyond that one-year term that initially? This to me is just, it would be a lot to ask because they're going to be on the ground running hard, I think, for this first year.
Yeah, and what you don't want is to have to replace the nine directors again, just when they're getting up to speed. It takes 2 or 3 years for any director to really get up to speed, and that's in a static environment. That's not in a crisis. So the justice did leave the door open for a number or most of these directors to continue on beyond 1 year, and I would think that would be well served. You don't want to remove people just when they get effective.
Who, in your opinion, Richard LeBlanc, is Hockey Canada now? We keep talking about, who the people of Hockey Canada, the management of hockey. Are there any left? Who is Hockey Canada now,
it's a really good question, Daryl. I mean, right before the interview, I went to Hockey Canada, and normally you go to the drop-down menu and you get senior management. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, you cannot get senior management of Hockey Canada. So throughout all of this, there's been a lack of disclosure and transparency. And that I would add would be a number four, is complete transparency of who the individuals are, what their roles and responsibilities are, and complete financial transparency as well. So there's no, Hockey Canada is, I mean, the answer to your question, it's part of Canada. There's a public ethos here of accountability, given the nature of public funding, the importance of the sport to Canada, to our identity, to all Canadians, including diversity in all of its forms. So all indicators are that the new board gets this, Daryl. But as I said, it's a good first step, but actions speak louder than words.
And I guess their first big step visibly should be that CEO position. That's when we'll probably be talking about this board once again. Would you agree?
Yes, that's a very challenging for them. That normally is a process that takes 6 to 9 months. You don't want to rush this. You certainly don't want, to get this done in weeks. You want to take your time and have the best people come forward to lead Hockey Canada. And that may not be someone with a hockey background, by the way.
Yeah, maybe not. It's an organizational thing, not necessarily a hockey thing. You just bring the hockey people in to help, but you run it as an organization. Dr. Richard LeBlanc, thanks so much for your time. Good chatting with you, as always. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Daryl.
All right, cheers.